Joe, why are there so few estate agency trainers in the UK? Talk to me. I mean, to give you some idea, okay, let's assume that the top 50 estate agency groups have trainers. That still means that I've worked out there's about 11,400 firms, not you know. I can't get beyond eight or nine.
It's amazing, really, when you look at it, isn't it? And it's amazing that more people don't spend time looking at what that looks like to their business. You're right. The big ones, yeah, they'll have a training department. I like to look at training as it's about coaching, it's about development. It's not training to me is about something new. So it might be
So
induction
development, it's
training,
training and development.
it's development, it's coaching, it's helping people to get better at what they do. And I think we see companies all the time. They will invest in their marketing. They will sponsor a local football team and buy the football kit. Great, fantastic. I've said about being involved in your local community. They'll sponsor a roundabout, £500 for a roundabout, but they won't spend £500 on a workshop for the negotiators or a structured program for new managers over a period of time to give them confidence. They just don't seem to want to do it. To me, it's false economy. I'm obviously going to say
Of
that.
course, you could say that.
But I do actually genuinely believe that if you just invest more in your team, then you will get far more engaged, motivated people within your team. They see it as an investment in their development. Now, it might well be that an agency owner goes, well, do you know what? I've got 30 years in the business. What's somebody like Joe going to come in and say to my team that I don't already know?
Yeah, but most of those are probably they've been in business 1 year 30 times.
100%. But I'm not saying I have the answer to everything by a long shot. All I say is I'm a fresh pair of eyes, I'm a fresh voice, and quite often the way my workshops would work is actually sitting down, talking to the team about what they enjoy, their why, what they like, and then because I was operational for so long, I can just go, okay, when you're in the living room, how does that work? What's that? What do we do? And just that different voice, quite often, that different fresh pair of ears for somebody makes all the difference and can make all the difference. And when you invest in your team, they are much more, as I say, engaged and we want more people coming into our industry. We know there's a shortage of people waking up and going, I want to be an estate
Well,
agent.
we all fall into it, don't we?
Because, yeah, 100%. So we need to be developing people. We need to be showing them career paths. We need to be showing them the ways. And also, we need to be learning from the people joining our industry because they've got lots of skills. They are going to be the sellers of the future. So actually, what are they telling us? So is it training? It's a mix of so much stuff. It's about development. It's about listening. It's about asking questions. And then bespoking that, if it's a four branch company, if it's a 10 branch company, if it's a one branch company, whatever that looks like, let's explore it and let's work together. And I don't think we do enough of that.
Thank you for your time today, Joe.
Thank you very much, Chris.